Just as in our bodies, being fit and strong is different from being bloated, even though both show a fullness of flesh, in one case unhealthy flesh, in the other, healthy flesh, so too is it with the state of our minds and characters. One person can be arrogant, akin to being bloated, and another person can be self-confident, which equates to being healthy. Similarly, one person may be naturally tall, while another person, by wearing platform shoes, appears taller than they actually are. Who would we consider truly tall? Isn't it clearly the one who is naturally tall? The one who becomes taller by wearing platform shoes is taller only because of something that is not inherently their own. They step on low things to appear tall, which is exactly what many people do when they amass wealth and glory. This isn't true greatness. True greatness comes from within, from a person who doesn't need these external things, but despises them, drawing their strength from within. Therefore, let's choose to be humble so that we can become truly great. As stated in Luke 4:11, "For he that humbles himself shall be exalted." The self-willed person isn't like this. In fact, they are the most ordinary of characters. It's like a bubble. It's inflated, but not in a healthy way, which is why we say such people are puffed up. The level-headed person, on the other hand, doesn't think highly of themselves, even in their successes, because they know they are not inherently superior. Conversely, the ordinary person takes pride in even the smallest of achievements.